Good morning.
Good morning.
I think it's still morning.
More than likely it is. You know what, the Lord has been blessing so much this morning. I think I can just feel a spirit around us. And like you talked about this morning, I just feel that love.
Amen.
And when something else to know, that you got someone that loves you, someone that cares about you.
Amen.
And you may see a lot of this morning, that's all right. You know, feels like I worship the Lord the most whenever He just lets it all just pour out.
Amen.
Amen. When you get in front of some people and start crying, there ain't much more foolish than doing that. So that kind of just paves the way for the Lord to just use me the rest of the way He wants me to. But
yes.
I'm glad for that love this morning. I still remember some of the message that Brother David preached the last time I was here with the Gilbert family. Just blessed my soul to hear a message on heaven again. Seems like we don't hear much of that preach. You know, there's so much evil going on in the world, amen, that it's hard for the Christians to hear messages about heaven anymore because the Lord leads the preachers to preach on sin so much, amen. And I'm glad that once in a while the Lord just comes down and blesses us with a vision, amen, if we're going, if we're born again, and if we're children of God, amen. If you got your Bibles this morning, I'd like for you, we're going to start over in the book of John. Amen, and I appreciate Brother David. I was thinking about it a while ago, asking me while I was up here getting my guitar ready and everything. He asked me if I could come back tonight. He had a place he had to go. Amen, and I just thought it was a blessing in my heart that the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord just bore witness with him that he could entrust me to be able to come back and share with you the gospel once again. And I just thank the Lord for that. And the Lord's laid a message on my heart today, and it's the first time I've had to preach a message that's like this. It seems like to me it has the potential to be a lengthy message, amen. But I don't want to drag anything out. I believe in following the leadership of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And when He says it's done, it's time to cut it off, amen.
Amen.
Now, if I got to come back tonight, He may be blessed enough to allow it to be a two-parter. I don't know. So, amen. If you can't be with us again tonight, I encourage you to be with us. Don't
amen.
Know what the Lord has to do. And I'll do the best I can to follow Him this morning. The book of John, first chapter, amen, it says here in verse 11 and 12, it says, He came unto His own, talking about Jesus here, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But listen to this, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God.
Amen.
Even to them that believe on His name. Amen. Tonight I was studying the Bible yesterday morning, and we lately in church where I go to up on the hill in Livingston at Fredonia, I'm a Sunday school teacher there, and we've been studying in the book of Acts lately. And let me tell you something, if you've never really sat down and studied the book of Acts, I encourage you to study that book because it talks about all the journeys that the apostles and all the disciples that the Lord had come in this world. And He had anointed and sent them out to go preach. It talks about their journeys, Brother David. It talks about where they had to go, what they had to do, all the trials and the persecutions they went through. Hey, if we just look at something like that, we'll realize, just like the writer in Hebrews says, that we have not yet resisted under blood striving against sin. Boy, they went through so much back then in those days. Hey, we got a cakewalk here in the church this morning. They've got compared to what they had. Amen. But I tell you what, he talked about over there in Acts. I was reading that, and I got to reading a little bit further than what we was going to go the next time we have Sunday school. And I began to study that, and I began to look at Paul and his journeys. We're about in Acts chapter 24, 25, right there, somewhere right there right now. But he got to talk about his journeys and how he began to end his journey and how the Roman soldiers began to take him to different places. Hey, because he was at the end of his journey, missionary journey, and the Jews didn't want to have nothing to do with him. Hey, they began to put him in trials and put him in courts and different things like that. And I got to be interested in Roman law. Went over and studied a little bit about that, and there was something in that dictionary that I've got, the Bible, big old, great big Bible dictionary. It's more like an encyclopedia. It's so huge. Hey, but it's a Holman Illustrated Bible Dictionary. Began to talk about Roman law and how it was... and I began to read down there. See, I didn't have a thought until yesterday when I was reading this. Didn't know what I was going to preach on. And I knew the Lord would give me something.
Amen.
I knew the Lord would show up. Ain't been one time that I've had to stand behind the sacred desk. And He didn't show up and give me something that the congregation and myself, nine times out of ten, Probably 10 times out of 10 need to hear. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, but I begin to look at this. It talked about a different subject here. It talked about citizenship. It talked about what it means to be a citizen of that country. See, Paul, his defense was that he was a Roman citizen.
Yeah.
Amen. And that got him out of a lot of trouble because they didn't want to hurt their own citizens. Amen. Hey, back in those days, Rome had taken over Israel. They had taken over the Jewish nation. They had taken over Italy. They had taken over the whole upper region. They had taken over everything. And so he was considered a Roman citizen, even though he was far from Rome and was born in Tarsus. And I began to read down there a little bit more, and I was going to write all this down, the notes of this, and I thought, well, I got a photocopier. Why don't I just go in there and make a copy of it? So I made a copy of it, and I'm going to hit some highlights of this. Amen. Going to use the good old King James Bible, like Brother David said.
Amen.
Amen. I believe in getting the Word of God right from the source. Amen. But when I was reading this, there were some scriptures that come to my mind about every one of these points that it mentioned. Buddy, I tell you what, I'm about to start to get happy. Hey, having a Bible study yesterday, and I hope it makes you happy today to realize exactly what it means to have the power to be called the sons of God. Amen. That's where we're going to start this morning. Hey, but I'm going to read this little paragraph to you. And I want you to listen real close. This talks about adoption. And as you remember, the songs that I sung this morning talked about I'm no longer an orphan. Amen. Somebody's rescued me.
Amen.
Hey, I've got a family now. Amen. I'm no longer a wanderer in the world all by myself. Amen. Hey, and I've got a birth that I can't remember, but there's one, praise God, that I'll never forget.
Amen.
And this talks about adoption. Listen here. In Roman law, it said adoption was recognized by Roman law. It was a common practice in Roman society. Adoption was more common in Roman society than it is today. The person adopted was taken out of his previous condition to begin a new life. With all the old relations and the debts canceled, he started a new life in the relation with the new father and family, in which he received the new family name and inheritance. The new father took possession of the adoptee's property and controlled his personal relationships. The new father had the right of discipline while assuming responsibility for the adoptee's support and liability for his actions. And as I began to read that, I began to think of all kinds of scripture just bombarded me and hit me in the mind about all these different points here. The Lord being my helper, we're going to go over those things, some of those things today. And the Lord says it's true, it's true. And I tell you what, I invite you to search your heart this morning. Amen. The altar right here is wide open. I noticed they had another one over here. Amen. Well, it's the first church I've ever been to. Well, they got double portions sitting right here. Amen. That you can get. I thank God for that. Amen. They evidently take prayer seriously here. Hey, but at any point, if I'm preaching, amen, I want you to know that the altar is open. You won't bother me a bit if you decide that the Lord speaks to you to come. Amen, don't let anything I'm doing hindering you from getting to the master's table. Amen. Hey, let's talk about how hard it's been preaching if I got food back here. But I begin to think, you know, it seems like I spend more time at my table than I do the master's table. Hey, so I want to spend time today at the master's table.
Amen.
I want to get fed from the master this morning.
Yes.
First of all, I want you to notice here. It said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And your pastor read over there in Romans chapter 8, which was kind of on my mind a little bit before that. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 says, that now that if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And then he goes on down to say, he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad for that Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, it tells me that I am one of His. Amen. It tells me that I am adopted into the family. It goes on down to say, Romans 8:15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption.
Amen.
Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I've heard it said that word Abba is just the same thing as saying Daddy in today's language. Amen. God is not just a Father that is so far away from each and every one of us that we cannot approach to Him. Amen. A lot of people got that wrong today. Amen. It seems like the churches are so decked out with all kinds of material things, and they wear the robes, and they make it so hard to approach it to God because they think He's somebody so far away that He would snub our nose at us. I tell you what, me and you have got a relationship. If you're born again, We got a relationship that is so close to the Lord in heaven that we can call Him Daddy.
Amen.
And we can call Him our Heavenly Father. I'm glad today for that kind of relationship. I'm glad today that I don't know what it's like to be adopted down here in this physical world. Amen. I've got biological parents. I know who they are. Amen. I've been with them all my life. I don't know what it's like to be adopted, but by reading that paragraph and reading that little statement, I know what it's like. Amen. When it's concerning the spiritual life, to be a part of something that you never were before, that is being a Christian. Amen. Amen. He said, we cry, Abba, Father, because we have a relationship now. We have an adoption. We have a spiritual ancestry, a spiritual heritage now with God. Over in Galatians, another place that kind of mentions something along these lines. You just bear with me this morning. It says, and because you are sons, God has sent forth His Spirit of His Son into your hearts. That's Galatians 4:6. Crying, Abba, Father. There that word is again. Wherefore thou art no more a servant but a son.
Amen.
And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As I read over here, it said that adoption, the person adopted was to be taken out of his previous condition into a new life. Amen. I begin to think about 2 Corinthians 5:17 over there where it says, hey, behold, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Amen. Behold, all things are passed away. All things are become new. We said there that his debts were canceled. Hey, and he had a brand new life. Everything before that. Hey, was wiped away. The slate was clean. Amen. And I'm glad today that when you become adopted in today's society, you get on a new name. You get on a new family. Amen. And you don't have to worry about whatever's happened before. Hey, because it's a chance to start over. Amen, Brother David. Hey, a lot of people in this life don't realize that you got a chance right here. Amen. To make a brand new start.
Amen.
You got a chance right here. Hey, no matter how far in sin you've gone, no matter how far down in the depths that you've been wallowing. Hey, I believe he talked about over there the prodigal son. Amen. He talked about how he went down and he spent everything he had. Hey, on righteous living.
Yeah.
Hey, it said he didn't get any better than that. He found himself in a pen of hogs. Hey, he began to fill his belly with the husks of their food. Hey, he began to say that he finally came to himself. Hey, man, it took him that long. Hey, to realize that he wasn't with the Father in the right place. Mm. He had left the Father. He had left the safety of the Father and of the family. Amen. There came a time in his life when he realized, hey, my Father has many servants that are better off than I am. They've got food to fill their belly with, and here I am in an old mud pit with swine. Came to himself, he said, I will arise and I will go to my Father's house. He realized where he's supposed to be, Brother David. He realized where he left, amen. He left the safety, he left the security of the Father's house, amen. A lot of people today, hey, they've done the same thing.
Amen.
Hey, not only are they out in sin, hey, but once upon a time they knew the Lord.
Yeah.
And something got them out of church. It might have been something that a church member said. It might have been a judgmental comment. It might have been just anything. The Bible tells us to be able to edify one another.
Amen.
Not become a stumbling block in your brother's way.
Amen.
And many people out there like that today. Hey, and there's going to come a point where they're going to have to realize, hey, there's plenty of food at the Master's table.
Amen.
Hey, if they'll just get off themselves, hey, just lay that old man aside and say, you know, I'm going to go back to my Father's house.
Amen.
Hey, we read the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15 or 16 right over there somewhere. Hey, it says that he got up and he began to go to his Father's house. Had it all planned out. What he was going to say, what he was going to do. Hey, but it said when his father saw him, amen, that tells me that he was looking for him.
Right.
Amen, he hadn't give up on him, amen. Hey, people today, they know what it's like to be given up on. Amen. Hey, they know what it's like to be stabbed in the back by their friend. But I tell you what, there is a friend that's sticking closer than a brother.
Amen.
Amen, tonight he took all the shame, he took all the pain for you and me. Hey, he was the one that was stabbed in the back. He was the one that was betrayed by a friend, Brother David. And he did it all so that you wouldn't have to be. So that you could come. Hey, be born again and know what it means to be born again. Hey, Nicodemus didn't understand that, Brother David. He looked at Jesus right in the eye and he said, you mean I got to go? How am I going to go? Hey, and be born again and enter back into my mother's womb. Hey, there ain't no way to do that in this natural man that you talked about earlier. But I tell you what, to be born again, you think about it. Amen. It's a bit, the Bible tells us in Titus over there, hey, that not by the righteousness works that we have done, but by the washing and renewing of the Spirit and regeneration. Amen. That He has begotten us into the Word. He's begotten us into sons. Amen. Amen. But I tell you what, it's not a natural thing that you go through to be born again.
Amen.
You're born and you become a new creature, a new start. And I tell you what, it just I can see it in my head how I want to get this out. But words aren't, you just can't describe it, Brother David.
Amen.
Amen. When you're born again, what it means to be a new creature. Amen. You begin a new relationship with a new family, and that's the family of God.
Amen.
We come to church, we want to go different places now than what we used to, Brother David. Amen. It says there in that little paragraph, his whole, as he began a new life. Hey, his old relationships and his debts were canceled. Hey, you don't hang around with the same people you used to,
yeah,
Brother David.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't go to the bars no more. You don't go to the crack houses no more. Hey, you begin to come and find yourself in a place called the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, to worship Him and lift His holy name up. And you draw strength one from another.
Amen.
Bible says, Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking yourselves. The assembling of yourselves together as a manner of some is. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't want to forsake the assembling of ourselves together because we are part of the body of Christ.
Amen.
We're part of the family. Amen. You know what? When family, hey, when family members are missing, you've heard it. Amen. This brother requested prayer for a family not long ago. Amen. When something happens to a family member, you get concerned. And you get worried about them. You get wondering, why ain't they here? Amen. Why ain't they here? Hey, I've got concern for them. I'm looking out for my brother and my sister. Because what? Because you get together and you draw strength from one another. Hey, you begin to realize, hey, if this is how it's going to be here on the world, on the earth, then how much better it's going to be when we get to heaven. Hey, I begin to watch the people that was up here singing the last two or three songs. I begin to think, you know, hey, next time this year, they might be some of them might not be with us anymore. But what a wonderful thing it'll be when we get to heaven.
Amen.
We see people singing around the throne. We won't have to sit back and wonder, you know what? I wonder if they'll be here next time I come. Hey, they'll always be there. We'll be with the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Those that are born again have accepted Christ and the atonement that He paid on Christ on Calvary. Amen. This may be a little scattered, but I'm just doing my best to honor the Lord today. Hey, but I tell you what, they talked about that inheritance. Hey, and if children, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Hey, and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. I mean, Christ, not only our Savior, but He's our brother. Amen. We became part of the family because of what He did on the cross.
Amen.
Hey, all those that would accept Him. Amen. The Bible says that some did not receive Him. It ain't everybody in this world today that's going to go to heaven. Otherwise, there wouldn't be no need for hell.
Amen.
Amen. Not everybody. The Bible says even Jesus in the last days when they come before the throne of judgment, that there'll be people saying, Lord, Lord, did not we cast out many devils in Thy name?
Amen.
Did not we do many miracles in Thy name? But He'll look at them and He'll say, I never knew you. Depart from me.
Amen.
Never knew you. You say, don't the Lord know everybody? Well, He knows the very hairs of your head. He knows everything about you.
Amen.
But He didn't know you in an intimate way.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says in Genesis over there that Adam knew his wife, and this was an intimate relationship. And then it said she conceived a son. Amen. And when Jesus said, I never knew you, it was in that same kind of relationship. Because the Bible compares me and you as the children of God, as the bride of Christ.
Amen.
You can't get much more intimate than that.
Amen.
Amen. And He never knew them in an intimate and personal relationship way. You see, not everyone that says, you know, I believe in the Lord, I believe in Christ, I believe in all this, but there's got to be some works behind that to prove as an evidence that you have your life has been changed.
Amen.
Because there is a change made
right. When
you're born again. Amen. Everything's passed away. All things become new. You want you're different. Amen. The desires of your heart are different. There's evidence there. I tell you what, it's wonderful to know that change could be made. And then I've heard of alcoholics. Amen. They've tried Alcoholics Anonymous. They've tried 12-step programs. They've tried everything. But it wasn't until they knelt down and submitted to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, that was taken away from them. I've heard of them that they go to the altar drunk and get up off of it sober.
Amen.
That's the kind of God we're serving. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
They don't have a desire for that no more. The Lord cleaned them up. Amen. If the Son makes you free, you'll be free indeed, as He said this morning. But it talks about the previous relationships and the previous condition to begin a new life and all the debts and everything you've been canceled. Amen. I sung that song a while ago about the east from the west. Amen. There's a verse in the Bible in Psalms over there. I forget which chapter it was, but it talks about how the sins are cast away from Him, never be remembered anymore, as far as the east is to the west. I've heard a lot of explanations on that. Some people say, well, we've got a north and a south pole, but really, when you go so far east, it becomes west, and they can't really tell what is east and west. And that may be true, but the Lord showed me something special one day. I began to think about that. Maybe I wasn't even thinking about it. Sometimes the best things you get from the Lord is you don't even thinking about it. He just shows up. Well, you look at the temple, how it was designed. You look at the holy place that was always on the east side when they set up the tabernacle, when they set up the temple. The holy place was on the east. Most holy place was on the west.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, there was only one man that could go in that most holy place, and that was the high priest.
Yeah.
Once a year he would go in there, but he couldn't go in there without being cleansed, without being sanctified. And I began to think about that, and it began to stir my heart that the sins that are cast from the east to the west, you see, that which is in the east cannot even approach into the west. That's in the holy place, can't even approach to the most holy place. God will not recognize it, will not listen to it, will not hear it.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm glad today that when He cast your sins into forgetfulness, that He truly does not remember them anymore to be brought against you. Amen. Just as the holy place, you can't get to the most holy place without being sanctified, no sin will enter in.
Amen.
The kingdom of God. Therefore, amen, the slate is clean. You become adopted, the slate is clean. Amen. But I tell you what, I'm glad today for that. It says He started a new life in the relation with a new father and family in which He received the new family name and inheritance. You see, I said that Jesus is not only our Savior, He's our brother. And that's because, amen, what He has now is mine. Amen. What I have is His.
Amen.
See, we're joint heirs. Amen. And when you inherit something, amen, all the treasures, all the property, everything is bestowed upon you. And if you're joint heirs, it's bestowed upon you equally. Amen. So that means that all of everything that Jesus received when He stepped at the right hand of the Father, amen, He has access to the Father. Now I have access to the Father. Amen. Hey, amen. There's going to be a place one day after a while called heaven that He preached about here not long ago. Hey, and that's going to be God's kingdom. And guess what? I get to be an heir of that.
Amen.
And you do too if you're born again.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad for that way. The adoption. Amen. You see, as Gentiles, we did not have an inheritance.
Amen.
Before Christ came. He was sent to the salvation, was sent to the Jews first. And because they would not receive it, amen, God made a way for whosoever will. That includes the Gentiles. You see, everyone that's not a Jew is a Gentile. The Romans were Gentiles. Hey, but in Acts chapter 10, it tells me about a man called Cornelius. Amen, that was able to receive the grace of Christ and receive adoption into that family. You see, when they went to the temple, the Gentiles were not even allowed to approach into the temple upon penalty of death. There was a death sentence upon them if they even got into the temple. There was a court that was around the temple that was called the court of the Gentiles. And they couldn't go any further than that. They'd be sentenced to death. But I'll tell you what Paul says in Ephesians over there, you who worship once afar off are now made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Amen.
I'm glad today that as a Gentile, I had no right to the throne, had no right to the inheritance. But when Christ came to the earth, amen, he said he made all men able to be free through His blood and His sacrifice. The Bible says he had a new family, or this paragraph says he had a new family name when you become adopted. And the Bible says in Acts 11:26 that they became to be known Christians first in Antioch. When you adopt a new name, you adopt that name of Christian.
Amen.
Amen. That means not only Christ-like, that means little Christ. Amen. Because today, not everybody calls themselves a Christian is real Christian. Me and my wife started talking about that the other day, how sad that is. Hey, many people are going to go out of this world unprepared to meet the Lord, thinking just because they went to church, just because they had their name in a church book, just because they paid their tithes. Amen. There was a man in the Bible that was a Pharisee. He began to justify himself and began to say, Lord, I thank thee that I'm not like this publican over here. Hey, I pay tithes. I fast twice a week. I do this. I do that. He was trusting in himself, in his works, rather than the work of Christ.
Amen.
Publican bowed himself, smote his breast, began to say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He said that man went down his house justified rather than the other.
Amen.
A lot of people today are taking on the name of Christian. Amen. And they're wearing that name. I remember that big old craze that came up, that fad that came not long ago about what would Jesus do? People slapped that bracelet on their arm, and guess what? I'm saved now because I got a bracelet. Ain't the way it works.
Amen.
Amen. You got to be saved with the blood. Amen. It ain't going to be no bracelet. Amen. Jesus Christ paid the debt. He went to the cross of Calvary. He was beaten. He was smitten. He was spit upon. Amen. And he did all that for me and you. He took the Father's wrath. He took the Father's judgment.
Amen.
So that me and you could be one of His own. One of His adopted. Amen. They talked about a new name. The Bible says that Jesus has a name above every name. And every tongue shall confess and every knee shall bow to that name, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. It said that the new Father took possession of the adoptee's property and controlled his personal relationships. Amen. I'm glad today that I don't hang out with the people that you used to whenever you become born again. Hey, a lot of times that'll take care of itself. They won't have nothing to do with you no more. And that'll make you sad for a while, but when you realize the great big family that's not only located here in this church, but in the church down the street, and the church across the country, and the church across the nation, and hey, in the church across the world, hey, there's a great big family you just become a part of.
Amen.
I'm glad Elijah over there was in the cave, and he was having himself a little pity party. And the Lord began to speak to him. He said, Elijah, what doest thou here? He said, Lord, I'm the only one left. There ain't no other prophets left. I'm all that's left. And God told him, He said, get out of this cave. He said, I've got 7,000 men.
Amen.
Who have not bowed the knee to prophets of Baal.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm glad today, hey, that me and you have got a greater family than this world can ever offer. Amen. I know the people that some people, that you're talking about the Muslims, some of them that's been converted, they're outcast by their family for the rest of their life.
Amen.
Jesus said there's not anybody that's left houses or lands, father, mother, sister, brother, even wife, that shall not receive that much more in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Bible talks about it's better to enter into the gates of heaven maimed than it is to go into the pits of hell with the whole body. Amen. What shall it profit if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? Amen. There's been many times that I've been hearing messages lately on counting the cost. Because there is a cost to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He's done paid that cost. Hey, but every now and then you'll realize that when you become a Christian, hey, not everything's a bed of roses. Amen. There'll be storms still coming, Brother David. There'll be storms coming this life. Amen. Even the disciples had storms to deal with. I'm glad there's a master of the sea.
Amen.
Amen. That can look out and stretch out his hand to the waves and say, peace be still. And the waves are calm. Once again. Amen. So many storms we see in life today. But there is one that controls the storm. He can reach out his hand and say to that storm in your life, whatever it may be, peace be still. You'll just hand it over to him.
Amen.
I mean, there's plenty more. I've just touched the surface of this. There's plenty more that I could go into, but I feel like the Lord says it's time to be done. Amen. I tell you what, if there's anyone here today that has a need on their heart, don't know what it's like to be adopted. Amen. Wants to come to the throne of grace and receive the adoption of sons. Wants to receive, unlike the Jews did in John chapter 1. wants to come and receive Him, as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become sons of God. I'll ask if they'll come and get a song real quick of invitation. While they're coming, I want you to search your heart today. I don't know anybody's heart. I'm not anybody's judge today. But I tell you what, the Lord is here today, and He knows. He knows each and every heart here today. He knows what you need. He knows what you're afraid of. He knows what you need to do. If you feel Him tugging at your heart's door today, don't be ashamed to come down here to an old-fashioned altar. Amen. And don't be ashamed to grab somebody by the hand and say, "Would you pray with me? I need help." You might be lost. You might be saved. You might need another refresh of the Lord and need an extra portion of strength. Amen. This altar is not just for the lost people. This altar is for Christians, probably even more so than those that are lost. Amen. An altar was a place where you went and sacrificed the best that you had to the Lord. Amen. Today we see an altar as a place where we can go and give our burdens to the Lord and give our hearts to the Lord. You know what? Sometimes an altar is a place where you can go to praise the Lord. As they sing, would you search your heart? Let's all stand today.
My sleep is gone, my heart is full of sorrow. Yes, Lord, I can't believe how I lived.
Enjoy that message.